Sirenet.
Sweetheart. Oh my God. Are you okay? It's okay. It's okay. I'm here. I'm here. You don't need to be afraid anymore. Shh. It's all right, dear. I know you're terrified, but so am I. Don't cry, dear. Don't cry.
Shh.
Calm down. Calm down.
Shh.
Now, stay still for me, okay? I'll cut the ropes off from you. Good job keeping still. Now come sit on the bed and give me a big hug. Sweetie? Oh, is the blood on my jacket scaring you? I can take them off if you want. Sure, dear. Better? No. Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. I'll put the knife away. Now can I get a hug, please? There we go.
Shh, shh.
I can feel you trembling. Your whole body is shaking. You must have been so terrified. How's that? Is my kiss comforting enough for you? More? My precious boy demanding for more kisses. Of course, my dear. For you, I'll do anything. Such a cutie. Sweetie, I know I came a little late, but did anyone else try to save you? No. You tried shouting and no one came? Oh dear. My poor boy. No one came to help my sweet, sweet boy. I can't imagine seeing my boy alone and helpless. I was a little busy at work, so I had no idea you would trap like this. I wish I could have come home earlier. If I had just left my work to tomorrow, you wouldn't have to experience this terrifying moment. At least I'm here now, with you safe in my arms. Yes, sweetie. What is it? The blood? Oh, I don't know if I can say this. I think it's best for you not to know. Yes, it's bad. Very bad. Trust me. You don't want to know. Yes, I'm sure. To protect your frail little heart, I need to keep this from you. Oh, please, don't give me that look. You know how weak I can get when you look at me with your puppy dog eyes. All right, I'll give you this. To put it simply, a group of people wanted to kill you. But it's for a horrible reason you don't want to know. There, this is enough information I can tell you. No more, okay? Come rest your head on my shoulders. You must have been mentally exhausted from this. Comfortable. Good boy. Do you want the lullaby? I can hum and sing you one. It will help you calm down. Like I said, dear, I'll do anything for my sweet boy. Just relax and listen to my voice.
Sana'y di magmaliw ang dati kong araw ng munti pang bata sa piling ni nanay. Nais kong maulit ang awit ni nang mahal, awit ng pag-ibig habang ako'y nasa tuwian.
What is it, dear? Your friends? What about them? I don't know. I don't remember seeing them today. Do you? You were drinking with your friends in the living room. That's great. You must have had a fun time, didn't you? I wish I was there to join you. Really? What happened? You got blacked out. By whom? Did someone hit you in the head? Let me see your head. No bruises there. Seems fine to me. I might be guessing here, but I think somebody might have spiked your drink. Yes, spiked. Someone must have choked you by putting some substance in your drink. You were drinking, right? So it makes sense that someone spiked your drink. Your friends tried to kill you. There's no way your friends will do that. It must have been somebody else. It could be your coworker, you know? That one guy. Your colleague. He loves to put you through a lot of stress. He shoved all of his responsibilities to you just because you're a new guy. He even threatened to complain about your work with your boss. He really wants you out of your job. Oh yes, silly me. He died in a hit and run month ago. Such an unfortunate thing. Whoever did it must have so much hate for him. He got what's coming. Good riddance. What was that? Oh, nothing. Hey, don't blame yourself for the bad work. You're under a lot of pressure. I spoke to your boss about it, and thank God he gave you a lighter load. I had to talk some sense into him about your issue. No, dear. I didn't give him a big scolding. I merely gave him a warning, so to speak. No. He's fine. He just needs to make sure he doesn't do it again. Or I'll come for him. Ah, yes. Another visit from me. He will get a big scolding, but you don't need to worry about it. I will kill him if he messes with my boy. Sorry, who else? I have no clue, dear. I can't think of anyone who would try to kill you. Let's not talk about this, okay? We'll talk about something else. Change the subject. I'm not hiding anything. I have nothing to hide. Oh, please, not that look again. Your sweet puppy eyes are like my kryptonite, melting me and making me be so adorable. When I say this, please don't freak out. Hold my hand. Promise me that you will stay strong for me. Whatever happens, I need you to accept the circumstances and move on, okay? Promise me? Good boy. Okay. The people that tied you up and tried to kill you were the people you were drinking with. Your friends. Shh. Breathe, my dear. Breathe. You're panicking. Remember your promise. Come here, in my arms. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. And out. Good boy. One more time. In. And out. Good boy. Yes, I know it's crazy, but it's true. One of them must have spiked you and the rest tied you up. They were trying to kill you. They didn't kill you then because they needed me as their audience. They wanted me to see you die. They knew tonight was the right time to do it. Once they trapped you, one of them contacted me, threatening to kill you if I don't reach in time. I rushed home as fast as I could. I entered to see all of them waiting for me. Before they did anything to you, they tried to touch me. All of them. I was so scared. I struggled to fight them off. The only thing I could save myself was to run away. But if I did, I won't be able to see you again. I had to do the unthinkable. Yes, that knife right there. It is all the blood of your friend. Which is why I was bloodstained all over it. I fought to save myself. And you. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I'm so, so sorry. I had no choice. They were your close friends you cherished. I'm sorry I broke that bond you had. Please, please forgive me. You do? Oh, thank you, dear. I'm really, really sorry about your friends. I didn't think they would do such terrible things to you. They have been your close friends since college, right? You must be so devastated. The friendship you had with them. It was fake after all. They were really jealous of you. They tried to get their hands on me. That must mean they hate seeing you with me. You know how I asked you out during our college years? Yeah. They had a crush on me. I thought once I had you, they'd leave me alone. But it seems they held their grudge against you for a long time. They think you stole me from them. The fact that they took so long to get revenge on you is insane. We need to be careful who we trust. We don't know if any of our other friends would do the same. Although, I have my suspicion. I do suspect one, but I'm not fully certain of everyone else. I don't know if I can say this. Okay. Do you remember Sarah? Yeah. The one with the braids? You know how close she was to you. Maybe you don't see it the way I do. But she has a motive, I can see it. She may look like one of those innocent, nerdy kinds, but she's way more than that. Those times where she always treats you to lunch or pays for your stuff, she's doing it to get too close to you. Her kindness and generosity were her way to get you to adore her. This must be tough for you to accept it. I can understand that. But trust me, okay? She wants to steal you away from me. She has a thing for you. I know, you're loyal to me. You wouldn't cheat on me. This is like a girlfriend's intuition when she sees her lover with another person. There's that tingly, uncomfortable feeling. When I saw you with her, I thought you were just hanging out as friends. That's when I started feeling very, very uncomfortable. Like, something was going to happen to you. It's not jealousy, sweetie. I know when I'm jealous. This is different. I felt a terrible sensation coming from you two. You may not know this, but Sarah and I, we had a history. Yes, we met. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. The reason I didn't tell you is because you might not believe me. Sarah and I fought because of you. It was when we started work There was a time where we bumped into her at the mall. We passed it off as strangers, but I eventually found out she's my coworker. She was in a different department than I was, but we see each other often. She told me that you're her type. She wants to steal you before anything else happens. I need you to listen to me. Stay away from her, okay? Hush, my dear. I know what it feels like when the people around you can't be trusted. You're upset, and I get that. But we can trust anyone now. You get me? Good boy. He took the bait. It hurts, doesn't it? So do I. Sweetheart, the world is full of manipulators. We don't know whether they have good intentions to be our friend. We need to watch our backs at every step we take. We can't trust what we see, feel, or hear. There's so many two-faced people in this cruel, cruel world. We only have each other to depend on. Our love is the only thing we trust. So tell me, what will you do now? That's right. You stay away from them. Don't trust them. These people around you right now, are they your friends? Yes, they're not your friends. Say it again. Good boy. Hooked and reeling him in. Now what happens if they try to get to you? No. You come and find me. There's nobody else for you to find safety but me. I am your safety net. I will take care of you. No one shall harm you when you're in my arms. I'm your guardian and your protector. You'll always be mine to protect. I will never let you go. Never, ever, ever. Yes, I'm yours. I will always be yours. You shall never let me go. Promise me that you will stay by my side and I'll do the same. Good boy. Since we agreed on what we should do, we need to establish some rules. Yes, rules. Like what you should do and shouldn't do. This is to protect you. Can we do that? First, you agreed to listen to me, right? Then the first rule will be to listen to everything I say. No buts, unless there's a perfect reason for it. Okay? Second, no staying out late. Don't know if any of our friends decide to do something to you. Late hours are the best time to strike their evil plan. So, when you're done with work, you come straight home. Do you get it? Third, do not trust anyone other than me. We already established this earlier. You can still go on your day normally. But when they ask you for favors or anything to get you to do something with them, you decline. Got it? Good boy. There will be more in the coming days. We need to be aware of our surroundings. For now, you stick with these three. One more important thing to remember. What happens if you don't obey the rules? There will be consequences if you don't follow them. Very, very terrible consequences. Would you like a demonstration? Fuck, that felt good. Are you okay, dear? I'm sorry. Was that too hard? I'm really, really sorry. But that slap is just one of the punishments you get for disobeying me. A bad boy gets this. You understand all that? Good boy. Hey. Don't be upset. This is for your own good. I'm doing this because I love you. You love me too, don't you? Oh, that precious look of yours is making me melt. Please, don't stop looking at me like that. You're gonna make me wet. Fuck this. Lie down. Hmm. Stop resisting. Don't make this hard for me. Did you forget rule number one? Exactly. Now be a good boy and stay still. Is my grip on your arms too tight? It should be. Sweetheart, you know that I'm the only one you love, right? No one here in this world loves you like I do. All we have is me and me alone. I can let you get taken away from me. I need you. I will hurt anyone who dares to mess with my sweet, sweet boy. Oh no, don't cry. Don't cry. I didn't mean to scare you. Here. I let go of your arms. Sorry. Come here. Shh. Hush, my dear. Don't struggle. Feel that? The flat side of my blood-stained knife pressed onto your cheeks. If you scream or struggle, your blood might be mixed in with your friends. Hey, you wanna know a secret? I spiked your drink. Confused? Terrified? Was that a lie or the truth? Nothing makes sense, does it? Yes, I killed all your friends. You can head downstairs and see their lifeless bodies. That is true. But are they actually trying to kill you? Are they really your friends? What about Sarah? Is she really trying to hit on you? Are all of the stories true? I'm the only one who has all the answers. You need me to satisfy your hunger for truth. You trust me, don't you? You love me. That means whatever I say is the truth. Am I right? I can see you breaking apart. Your mind is breaking down to pieces. You can't think straight. Your heart for me is still there, yet cracking. I may be doing it out of love. I might not. What is true? What is false? You know nothing. Nothing makes sense anymore. You can't find the right answer. You're afraid if my answers are false, but they could be true. Or it could be the other way around. Both could hurt your mind. The more you try to think, the more it hurts. Is it hurting you? Your judgment is broken. You fear of nothing and everything. The most vulnerable state of mind. A state where I can freely control my sweet boy using his love for me. You can't do anything other than listening to my instructions. Your heart is anchored to me, controlling you like a puppet. Look at me. Am I your one true love? Say yes. Good boy. You will listen to everything I say from now on. Okay, sweetie? Just so you know, I still love you. Oh, my dear boy, let me clean off the blood on your cheeks. You look so handsome. It looks like I don't need this knife anymore, but I want to do one last thing. My, you look adorable, my dear. top and bottom, exposed for my hungry lust. Yes, yes, yes. Look at me with your puppy eyes. You look so fucking cute. Give me your mouth. I want to touch. I want you to touch yourself for me with those puppy eyes of yours. Reach down and pull it out. Good boy. Now be a good boy and stroke it for me, but I want you to look at me as you do it. Good boy. Good boy. Eyes on me. Pump that beautiful cock of yours. Up and down. Up and down. Don't stop jerking off for me. Fuck. You're making me so horny and wet. My pants are gonna get soaked with my juices. Are you struggling to pump your cock, sweetheart? Nod your head. Good boy. Here, let me help. Lube that up with my spit. That's it. Spread it all over. Continue your strokes. The many things I can do to you with your vulnerable state. I don't think you can go to work anymore while you're like this. You'll be perfect as a pet in this house. I'll take care of everything. Oh dear, is it just me or is it hot in here? Is my bra turning you on? Say yes. Do you want it off? Oh, that was a quick response. Your lust for me is still active in your heart. I'm touched. Of course I'll take them off. You're stroking fast in anticipation, sweetie. You're excited. Slow down. You don't want it to end early. Big, round, succulent pairs of gorgeous breasts. All for my dear boy's pleasure. Oh yes. Stare at them with lust. Keep stroking as you look at them. Sweetie, my underwear is soaked. You did this to me. Shall I touch myself? Nod your head or say yes. Good boy. Sliding my hands into my juiced area. Grazing past my clit. Fingers and... Oh fuck. Let's masturbate together, my dear boy. Watch me touch myself. You love seeing me slipping my fingers in and out of me, don't you? Keep your eyes on me, dear. Look at these feral eyes of mine. I own you. Eyes on me. Don't look away. Don't look away. Bad boy. We're having a good time here. Don't ruin this special moment. Do you want to be a good boy for me? Say yes. Good. Keep stroking. Fuck. You look so hot, sweetie. Keep that cock nice and hard for me. Leak my precious pre-cum all over that cock. They will be mine to taste later. You look so fucking adorable stroking that cock. And that cock is melting me. I need that cock in my mouth. I need it. It turns me on so much. Stop stroking. Hands off. I'm just gonna use my soaked fingers and spread it all over your cock from the base to the tip, circling around and around, the palm of my hand resting on the tip and slowly gripping, making you let out a big moan. Do you like me squeezing the tip with my hands? Of course you do. Up and down. Your cock's all wet with my spit. Your pre-cum in my juices, glistening under the light. Heavy moans coming from you with every pump. Their music to my ears. I still have yet to process my victory over you. Your body, your voice, your obedience, they're all mine to control and play. The cock will be the first thing I'll play and pleasure myself with. Relax, sweetheart. Enjoy this moment with me. Be a good boy and moan your heart out from me. Yes. Roll your eyes back. Good boy. Stick your tongue out. Show me you're enjoying it. Good boy. Keep your fucking hands off my head. I'm in control here. Good boy. You do not order me around, alright? This cock is mine to manipulate. I do whatever I want with this cock. If you want to use your cock on me, you need my permission first. Got it? Let's speed it up a little and get it deeper into my throat. How's that? Did you enjoy it? Good boy. Mm-hmm. Lay still and put your arms up for me. It's time for me to release my panties, exposing my drenched and dripping wet cunt. Don't be scared. I'll just hold your arms down. You'll be safe with me. You trust me, don't you, dear? Good boy. Now give me your arms.
Arms!
I'll just hold them above your head and put myself above you. Look at you. Vulnerable and weak beneath your strong and powerful girlfriend. I have been itching to dominate you for a long, long time. I've only had sweet and romantic sex in the bed for years. I wanted more, so, so much more. I want to be rough on you. I want you beneath me. You can submit to my hungry lust. I'm gonna start moving my hips, sweetie. You better not move. Good boy. Pinning you down and grinding my cunt on your hard and fully erect cock. A tease for my dear slut. Fuck. You love this, don't you, dear? You want me to flush your thick cock inside my tight, wet cunt? Yeah? You do? Such a slut. Calling you a slut turns me on even more. I shall call you different pet names to spice up our bedroom activities. My slutty boy, my whore, my fuck toy. Do you like me calling you names? You don't? How fucking rude. Bad boy. You love me calling you names. Say it. Fucking say it. Good boy. Don't hide your lust from me. I know your love for me and my body is big, no matter how hurt you are, knowing I broke you into a million pieces. It feels so good just grinding on your cock like this. I'm so wet. I'm so, so wet for you now. Seeing you like this. Your big dog puppy eyes. With your sweet puppy eyes. My dear slut, I can feel you wiggling your hips into me. Are you desperate to be inside me?
Then listen here. I want you to give me your seed inside me. Breed me. Make me hold your babies. Every single drop. Do you understand?
You look terrified. What's wrong? Is it wrong for me to get pregnant? We're a couple, aren't we? We love each other.
Let's have babies.
What's that? I never heard you say no. Silent means consent, right? Yes, finally. My time to ravage you has come.
I'm gonna hold you down so fucking hard. You're gonna squirm, squeal, scream, and shout. out your pain, say fuck you and giving me your babies. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. I just like that. Scream. Scream, my dear boy. Scream. Scream. Yes, yes, yes. This is what I've always wanted to do. Fucking you hard into submission. Dominating you until you fucking pass out. What? I can't hear you. Scream my name. Scream my name louder. Make me hear my name. Good boy. You look so fucking adorable. Just lying there. As I fuck you. Hard just like this. Huh? I bet you like being dominated, huh? Such a fucking good slut for me. Hmm? Oh no. Oh, oh dear. Does it hurt you too much? Was I too rough? You're tearing up. I'm sorry. Don't cry. Don't cry. You're a strong boy, right? Tell me you're a strong boy. Say it. Yes, you are, sweetie. Say it again. Good boy. I'm gonna fuck you hard again. So stay strong for me and give me your fucking babies. Okay? I don't want to see any tears from you. Enjoy this baby-making process with me. Just like that. Oh. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me while you moan. This is pleasurable for you, right? Say it. Fucking say it. Good boy. Such a good slut. You don't like being called a slut? Well, then you're a good fucking boy. Just like that. Just like that. Don't you fucking squirm. I need you to stay still. Because I need all that seed inside me. Do you understand? Huh? Good boy. Good boy. Submit your body to me. Give everything to me. Shout out your pain, but don't cry. Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying it? Good. Nod your head. Nod your head. Good boy. Such a good slut for me. You're such a good slut. Yes. Yes. Fucking give it to me. Give it to me. Give everything. Give everything to me. I want your hot, sticky seed inside me. Your babies will be safe inside me. Yes. 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 I won't fucking stop. Don't you fucking cry on me until I'm done. Don't you fucking cry. Just stay still and be a good boy for me, okay? I know this feels good. I know this feels good. No. Just look at me, yeah? You're a good boy for me, yes? And this feels so good. Yes. Yes. Nod. Just like that. I'm almost close. Yes. I can feel it throbbing and pulsating in me. Be a good boy and give me your babies. Your master's gonna need you to come. Okay? Fuck. Fuck. I'm so close, sweetheart. I'm so fucking close. I'm gonna come soon. Pump your seed into me. I want all of it. All of it! I want all of it. Give me all your babies. Yes. I'm gonna come, sweetie. I'm gonna come, sweetie. Yes. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yes. 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 Good boy. Good boy. Don't fucking stop.
Now, that wasn't so hard, was it? Lay your head on my chest. I'll hold you in my arms. Good boy. Relax and catch your breath. Did you enjoy it? I certainly did. Get some sleep, sweetheart. You need a lot of rest after all of this. Yes. Close your eyes. Fall into a deep slumber. Listen to my sweet voice and fall asleep. Shh. Sleep, sweetheart. Sleep. Just so you know, planned all of this. The death of your friends was to get you worked up. Convince you with lies about them trying to kill you. Sarah never intends to steal you. I told her you are broke, which is why she helped you pay for so many things. I used her love to build an immense trust and filled you with a mixture of truths and lies to break your mind. All this for me to control you. You are mine. My pet to love and play with. I own you. I will protect you. I will kill anyone who dares touch you. My dear broken boy, I love you. Hmm.